Okay, let's get started. Brachas Daf Lamed, as we have the last daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachas, and a number of items come up on this daf. We'll speak about the first one that comes up all the way on the top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. It really starts on the bottom of Chav Tesem Abeis, and that is the Tefillah or the Bracha. We'll have to see which one it is. Tefillah Saderach, as we call it. The Gemara tells us here on the bottom of Chav Tesem Abeis, discussing different tefillos in different contexts. The Gemara says that Elio gave to advice to Rav Yehuda, Achua de Rav Sila Chasida, Lo tirtech v'lo techti, don't get angry and that will prevent you from sitting. Lo tirvi v'lo techti, don't drink too much and that'll prevent you from sinning. Ukshata yotzi laderech, yimalech b'kon chavitzei. And when you go out on the road, Himalech Bekoncha, take advice from your creator, Vitzei, and then go out. And then go out. Himalech Bekoncha Vitzei. So what exactly does that mean? Rashi, Himalech, Tol Rishus. Take Rishus. Wow, one has to take Rishus. One has to take permission for taking a trip. So we'll have to see exactly what that means. But maybe it means some connected to what we had earlier a couple of weeks ago. Remember at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, the same word. Himalech here it says here, but earlier it said on Daf Gimel Amud Beis v'nimlachin b'sanhedrin. Right, every morning before they went out to battle, they were nimlach b'sanhedrin. And Rashi there says notzle mehem Rishus. Kedesha yispalalu alehem. Right, please go ask. They had to go ask for shus in order to that the Sanhedrin should daven for Am Yisrael. So that's not what's going on here. Here we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven. Right, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but either way, it's some type of asking Rishus. Yimalech b'kon chavetzei. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chizda, zu tfilas haderech. This is tfilas haderech. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Chizda, kala yotze laderech, tzarech lehispalal tfilas haderech. Whoever goes out on the road has to daven tefillah saderach, has to say this tefillah. What is the tefillah and what is derech? So first the Gemara goes into what is the tefillah, and then we'll get into some rules of what is the derech. So first we'll do the Gemara, and then we'll get into some of the issues. So my tefillah saderach says the Gemara, Yiras malfanecha Hashem alokai, shetolichei l'shalom, v'satzideni l'shalom, take me on the way, v'tismacheni l'shalom, support me, v'tatzileni mikavkal oyev alur baderech, v'sishlach bracha masayonai, give bracha in my activities. Right, so that is the bracha that we have. There is a mystery. We're not going to get into it now. The Rambam does not quote tefillah saderech. Right, it's nowhere in the Mishnah Torah. You see on the side, the Ein Mishpat points out below Tim Ein Sham below Timsa. The Beis Yosef Simin Kofiut Tama Al Rambam Shehishmit. The Beis Yosef wonders why the Rambam left it out. But either way, this is Tefillah Saderach. The first message besides the Tefillah we get is from that Rashi. The idea of Tefillah Saderach is somehow asking Rishus. Asking Rishus. So we might ask, when you ask Rishus, you're asking a yes or no answer. How do you know what the answer is? Right, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask Hashem, you know, is it a good idea to go take a trip or not? So what, we're asking God for a sign? Whenever we say Tefillah Saderach, let me know if this is a good idea. How do you know? We have no idea, right? It's not like this is the Ur Metumim. What exactly is it? So hold off on that, we'll get to that. There are other Rishonim, the Ur Zarua has another idea about Tefillah Saderach, which is probably the pashtus of what we would have said. And that is, other Rishonim also, in Siman Membeis, Bakashas Shmira. Not just asking Rishus, but in asking for protection. Asking for protection. The Gemara says, elsewhere, Chazal say that Kol HaDrachim Becheska Sakana, all roads are the Becheska Sakana, and therefore there's danger on the roads, and before we do something dangerous, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one might say, well, why are you doing something dangerous? We're not supposed to do dangerous things. So there is, as we know from elsewhere, a certain level of danger that is acceptable, Shomer Psoim Hashem, in the world. And that's the type of danger, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Halacha understands. But even so, remember when they took Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu was very nervous. Why? Why was he nervous only then? Because Drachim Becheska Sakana, and therefore he didn't know what was going to happen. When he was at home, he could watch it, but it was something that he had to do. He had to send Binyamin under the circumstances. So here too, but again, that's another idea behind Tefillah Saderach, not just Netilas Rishus, as Rashi says, more of an asking permission, or, again, we'll get back to it, whether there's an answer, but a Bakasha Shmira. Good. So let's continue though now, because there might be some nafkaminas in terms of what's the essence of Tefillah Saderach. Amar Abaya, La'olam lishtaf inish, not, well, even mention it now. We'll get back to it. We call it Tfilas Aderach, not Birchas Aderach. So it's also interesting that we call it that. Already might tip us off about what it is. Is it a tefillah? Is it a bracha? Sometimes brachos are tefillos, but we call it tefillas aderech. Where are these halachas in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillah? Hilchos Tefillah, it's not in Hilchos Brachos. It's not in Hilchos unusual brachos for unusual circumstances. When you go, when you see something and it's in Hilchos Tefillah, which might point to its essence, more of a bakasha shmira. Right, bakasha shmira, we're davening. Right, that wouldn't be a bracha. Natilas rishus, you know, maybe that's more of a you know, the brachas hanen, it is a matir. Right, we're basically asking permission to be able to partake of the item. So we have a bracha that's a precedent for asking rishus. While a tefillah is not. Okay, so the Gemara then says, Amar Abaya lo'olam lishtof inish b'nafshi badi tzibura. Abaya argues on the previous version of tefillas aderech. Don't say it in the singular. Right, don't say Hashem, help me, protect me, all the singular. Says Abaya, say it in the plural. Says Rashi on top, Ayyaspal Tfilas Kitsara Balashin Yachad Ablashin Rabim. Shemitokach Tfilas Nishmas. Right? We need the schus of the seaboard to be able to help us out. And therefore you should never say Tfilas Aderach in Lashin Yachad. Hey Chinema, what should you say? The same thing, but just make it plural. Yiras Mabadach Hashem Alokinu Shotolichenu Lishadom Lishalom Vachulu. So one should say it in plural. The tzlach here wonders is there a connection between the previous line, right? We have a machlokas here, whether the singular or the plural, but also he connects it to the previous line of Himalech Bekon Chavetzei. And that is, according to that idea, says the Noda Behuda here, say, how do you ever know the answer? Getting back to that question. Says the Noda Behuda, maybe that's the Hemshech HaGemara. That's what Abaye was saying. L'chora tamua, ech yada em nasnu lo rishus. How do we know if Hashem gave us rishus to go out? He says, well, later on, we're going to have on Daf Lamed Daled, we have Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa on Daf Lamed Daled on the base, who used to daven for the cholim, and he used to tell if they would get better or not by how fluid and smooth his tefillah was coming out. Okay, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa comes up all over Shas, but we don't have any, Rav Asher Weiss points out that we don't have any halachic statements for Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They're all hashkafa, machshava, and he said, in his words, he's the closest that we would have to a Rebbe, you know, in the days of the Gemara. They used to go to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and he used to daven for the cholim. And he used to tell them, well, it came out well, so, you know, you have nothing to worry about. Or the opposite. But that's what the Mishnah says at the end of the fifth parak. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shei mispal ala cholim v'yomer, zech chai v'zeh meis, Amar lam minayin eta yodea, Amar lam im shkura tfilaso b'fi yodea nishu mekubal, v'im lav yodea nishu muturaf. That's Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So it says it's tzlach here. Well, maybe that's the same thing with Tfilas Aderach. We're asking Rishus, and the answer is how it comes out. If it comes off smoothly off of our lips, and, you know, we say it properly, so then we know it's a good idea. But if not. And that's Elio Anavi was warning him. And therefore, That is what we would understand. The problem is, I think Misvara, all of us know that we don't have such a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, you know, if our tefillah came out well, then we know it's going to be answered. And if not, we're not at the level of Bechini Mendoza. And the Tzlach recognizes that. So, Amnam, Laman lo eye rak sheomer afani kamo, marti lo hosef Misvara. Vehu ki yavadai, lav kol adam zoche, lama shezocher Bechini Mendoza. Sheashkichu min ha-shamayim lo diyo take if it was kabla tefillah so. Ulashar inshi, ain shkiras tefillah raya latoba, v'lo lehefek l'ra. Come on, we're not on that level. So, what exactly do you do then? So back to the question, how do you get an answer? But that is why the original Himalach Bekoncha was followed by the Tefillah Biyachidus. Because if somebody's on that level, that he could say it individually with a Lashon Yachid, and no. But for most of us, Abaya says, it's not going to work. We're not going to get that. So you know what? Better to say it B'tzibur. With the language of the tzibur. You won't know the answer, but you'll have the schus of the tzibur. And that's what's needed. Only to get the schus of the rabbin. That's right, we don't get an answer. It's the same message, but we're not on the level to get an answer, so at least get the schus of the tzibur. Just reminded me, I didn't bring it, it just came into the head. Reminds me of the Maharal in the Chiddush HaGadol in Sota discusses the importance of Levayas Orchim, right, in the context of the sugi of Egla Rufa. The Gemara in Sota talks about, and the Rambam says, Levoyas Archim is greater than anything. And when we accompany all guests out, so that's preventing Shvichas Damim. Because we know if somebody went out by himself and maybe he was murdered, that's the Egla Rufa message, the anonymous corpse. So you should always accompany out your guests. So it's so extreme, so there's an unbelievable Maharal there. The Maharal says it's not just, you know, you're protecting him when you go out to make sure nobody comes. But when I walk out with my guest, he's walking out now, not as a yachid, but he's walking out as a tzibur. He's walking out as a rabbin. So even when I then turn around after Dalet Amos and go into my house, he has that tzchus harabim on him. And I give him that protection of the rabbin throughout his trip. And that's the importance of walking out a guest. Not just having them, but when I walk him out, I magically give him, because the assumption is that it's, whether you're a yachid or a rabbin is decided as the trip starts. So, if as the trip starts, I'm walking him out, so then I give him the koch of the rabbim, and that gives him the protection. And that's why if I don't do it, it's terrible. If I don't do it. But maybe that connects to this tzlach. Because this tzlach is saying, when I connect to the rabbim, when I say tefillas haderech, the schuz rabbim, so that kind of, that gives me an answer. It's a good idea. It's more protection, because, one has it when one goes out right then. Just related to this is all the first issue within Tfilas HaDerech, in terms of the essence of it. If you look in the Shiur Mevor Bal Yashiv, right here on Maseches Brachos, so he talks about this tzlach, and then he says, but let's say you were a Chanina Mendoza. Let's say you're a Chanina Mendoza. Or some other way to get an answer. I'm going to say Tfilas HaDerech, and what if the answer is no? Then I said, and then I don't go on the Derech. So wasn't that a Bracha Levatala? I said, Baruch Ad Hashem Tomei Tefillah. So are you ever allowed to do something that you're not sure if you're going to do? And therefore, you know, it might end up being a Baruch Levatalos. How can I even say the Baruch in the first place? Says the Rav Yashiv. He says, no, maybe it's like the Ritven Chulin. The Ritven Chulin, Adav Kuf Vav, discusses what happens if somebody washes because they are going to have a bread meal. And they come, and then they realize, sometimes it might happen, sometimes like at a wedding, before we go to the table. No, we probably should find the table first. But let's say you wash, then you go to your table, and then you realize you don't like any of the breads there. Right? None of them are to your liking. Or maybe there is no more. So there's no more, there's no choice. But what happens after somebody washes, they decide, you know what? I don't want to eat bread. I decided against it. Or there is no bread. So if there is no bread, there's no choice. But is that a bracha levatala? Says the Ritva, no. Because when I washed my hands for Netilas Yadayim, I had kavana that I was going to have bread. So I changed my mind afterwards, but at the moment, it wasn't a bracha levatala, it's exactly what I was supposed to be doing. And the bracha was on the washing, not on the bread. I didn't say amotzi. If I say amotzi and then decide not to eat bread, that's a problem. But if I said the bracha on Netilas Yadayim, and I washed my hands, I said the bracha on the mitzvah. No problem. So here too, maybe, I said the bracha because I had plans to go take a trip when I said the bracha. So what's the, and then I decide not to. I get into the car, I go for about a minute, I say Tfilas HaDerech, and then somebody calls me and I have to go back. Was that a bracha levatala? So it says the Rav Yashiv, no. That's what the Ritva says here in Chulan, on Daf Kufav. He says, Hanoto yadav achilo, ubirech anatilas yadayim. V'yachakach nimlach, v'lo achal, achshav, ein bakak klum. We don't force the guy, no, you have to eat bread. You wash, you have to eat bread. No, if you had a good reason not to. Vein mechayven ozo lecho kadei shelo tei brachas ala vatala. Tamikivet shenotal yadav gamra la brachas anatila. Shaleu mevarech. V'yahi shaita daito ay alecho. V'chein dante lefnei mori niro v'ho dilu dvarai. So maybe this is exactly like that. But then Rav Yashiv says, it's a great shock levatari in Rav Yashiv. Maybe it's not exactly parallel. By the washing, I had vaday kavana to wash, to eat bread, and therefore I vaday wash now. By the tefillas haderech, it's al tznai when I say it. When I say it, I'm like, I'm doing this, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. I'm going to let you know in a couple of minutes, right after I get the answer. If shkur tefillas habafi, maybe it's not exactly. Unless you look at it, he says, as When you say Tilas HaDerech, you're planning to go on the trip, unless something changes. When you say Tilas Rishus, you're planning to go. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me otherwise, then I won't go. If something changes in the future. But that's how Mistama you have to understand it. Sarach Lomar Shu Gamar Bedaito Lazis Laderach. The Ain Lo Safik Bekach. Vimina Shamayim Yodiu Acharis Adet Filoso. Zeneshav Nimlach Kedivre Haritva. Then he continues and goes back and forth. Fascinating. What about Anenu? Right? We don't say Anenu in the morning as a Yachid because maybe we won't finish the fast. A Tzibur says Anenu on a fast day, but not a Yachid. Why? Why don't I finish? What do you mean? I have plans to finish the fast. So why shouldn't I say Anenu in the morning? Oh, it's a fascinating discussion. But either way, that's issue number one about we don't get an answer. So that's a nafkamina. If it's about asking Hashem for divine protection, then you have to worry about that, getting an answer or not. But if it's about Bakasha's Rishus, so that obviously you have to give an answer, and the Tzlach, and the Revel Yashiv. The next line of the Gemara, though, is the next nafkamina, the next issue that comes up. Amos Matzli, when does one say Tfilas HaDerech? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Misho Hashem Mahalach Baderech. Once you go on the road. Once you go on the road. So that's pashtus, that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech at home. We don't say Tfilas HaDerech at home. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Me'ikar Adin, you have to say Tfilas HaDerech once I have started the travels. Many say once I'm outside the city, city limits, maybe I'm a parsa outside the city, we'll see what that means, you know, two miles or so. But either way, that's Malach Baderech. Are there any examples of not so? There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Also, this is a nafkamina relating to Bracha and Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Maharami Rutenberg. The Maharami Rutenberg tried to get Tefillah Saderach connected to another Bracha. We will learn later in the Masechta, Bez Hashem, the concept of Bracha Smucha L'Chavrta. Every bracha is supposed to start with a bracha to Hashem and end with a bracha to Hashem. Unless it's in a series. If there is a series of brachos, so then we don't have to have a bracha to Hashem at the beginning of each one, just one at the beginning, and that's it. Like in the Amida. The first bracha starts off with a bracha to Hashem and none of the rest. Ata Gibar, Ata Kadosh, Ata Chonin. They don't start off with a bracha to Hashem. Right? Whenever we have a series of brachos, so then, right, benching, right? No delacha, rachem. The fourth one does, because that was added on afterwards. That's a separate one, Baruch Atah Hashem. But the other one's usually not. So we always try to have a bracha. If there's a bracha that does not start with a baruch, we try to connect it to a previous, like Elokai, Neshama in the morning. Many say that right after Asher Yatzar. So you connect it to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So the Maharami Rutenberg tried to be makbid to say, Tilas HaDerech, which starts off with the Hiratzon, doesn't start off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, with another bracha. And he used to do it when Hamarami Ruinberg quotes the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Yud in Hilchas Tfila Sifav Shiyotzi Laderach Baboker Hayomer Yiratzon Kedei Lasmicha LaBerchas Hagomel Chasadim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. Right, the last Berchas Hashachar. So he used to say Tfila Saderach right after that bracha that we say every morning. Says the Taz right here. Oh, it must be that he said this. I'm sorry. Says the Magen Avraham. It must be he said this when he was already traveling, because it says you're not allowed to say Tfila Saderach. The Magen Avraham says it must be that he already started, because you can't say this before that. And says the Taz, no. Says the Taz, as long as you know you're about to leave, so then that is good enough to say Tfilas HaDerech. Says the Taz, Mashma, we said the Holech Malkam Zachani, you should follow Tfilas HaDerech, Afil HaPachas B'Parsa, V'Raya Od, Mimasha Kasav, Linya Berchas, but he quotes, I'm not going to read it now, it's in the continuation. Here it is. V'yachol lomar osa afilu bi'ir kodem shiyotzi laderech. U'machakosav shiyachzik baderech, shoye muchzak bevadei leilech. That's what he says. You're muchzak bevadei that you're going to go. Doesn't mean that you're already muchzak on the road. Machlokas taz in the Magen Avraham. It doesn't sound like he was already traveling. But again, this is, if it's about bakashas rishus, so maybe before you get into the car, you have to ask rishus. Right? If it's about protection, bakashas protection, shmira, so then maybe even after I start a little bit, I still could ask some protection. That's the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Chulu. There are others, once we're on the topic, the Taz here says, you could also say it after Ala Michya, after Asher Yatzar, other choices. The Chasam Sofer here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Nasan Adler, that he used to say it after a Birchas Hareach. He used to say, Buri Minei Besamim, on something that smells good, smell, and then say Tfilas HaDerech. That was his bracha smucha l'chavrta. That's fascinating. What's the issue? Is smelling a hefsek? Because it has to be connected to a previous bracha. So all the other ones are right after the bracha. After Asher Yatzar, Rafecha Wazar Mafila, Asos, Yiratzal Fanecha. Right? All the others are right after. Rasan Ava Dafka said it after Abichas Hareach. So why didn't the others want to say that? But what's the issue there? So is breathing, is smelling a hefsek between the bracha and what would follow after it? Why don't most Rishonim quote this? Because mistama, it's a tefillah, it's not a bracha. And therefore you don't need smucha l'chavrta. You don't need smucha l'chavrta. You need smucha l'chavrta by a bracha. If it's a tefillah, as we said before, maybe not. So again, whether it's Bakasha Shmira or Netilas Rishus. Number one, we have the issue of the tzlach. You know, do you really have to wait for an answer? Number one. Number two, do you have to worry about this issue of brachas smucha l'chavrta or not? Number three, is it a bracha that I should say dafka before I leave? Or only once I'm on the derech, or could I even say it before I leave? Related to that is, number four, let's say issue that comes up, is the next line of the Gemara. Ad kama. What does this question mean? Very unclear. Three different opinions in the Rishonim. What is ad kama? Rashi says it means, how far do you have at the beginning of your trip to say tefillas aderech? And if you went past this amount of time, then it's too late. That's Rashi's first shot. Ad parsa. Avalola achar shalach parsa. If you already went a parsa, then it is too late. That is how Rashi understands this line of ad parsa. How far do you go? Rabbeinu Yonah right here in the back says, I don't understand. So if you went a parsa, if you went, I don't know, 2 miles, you have a 100-mile trip. It's too late? You can't say tefillas aderech anymore? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, why not? You got plenty of derech left. That's Rashi's shot. So how do you answer for Rashi? So maybe one might say, if you say it's Netilas Rishus, then you have to ask Rishus before you go. Rashi L'shitaso. Or right at the beginning. Right? It's not right. The Meiri says that Beferish in explaining Rashi. Rashi says, he uses that to explain Rashi right here. Einza Nimlach Makono. If you didn't say it right when you left. Einza Nimlach Makono. V'yena Omra. The essence is asking permission before you leave. Or as you leave. And if it's after that, then it's too late. You're already involved. I don't want your, you're already on the derech, right? It's too late to ask. But the other Rishonim say no. What does it mean? Rabbi Yaakov and Baruch Chizkiah answered ad parsa. So that Rashi here quotes the Bahag, a different shot. Ubahag mafarish ad kama yivakish lelech sheitzorach lispalel. How long does your trip have to be in order to ask to say tefillas aderech? That's a different shot. Ad parsa. It has to be at least a parsa. Even if you're only going a parsa, so then it is enough to say tefillas aderech. Aval derech pachos biparsi and zorach lispalel. Some say ad parsa, ad kama might mean, you know, how long do you have to have left in order to still be able to say it? The opposite of Rashi. So all different days. But again, according to Rashi, like the Meiri says, if it's bakashas rishus, so then right, it has to be at the beginning. If it's about protection from Hezek, so then throughout the trip, one needs protection from Hezek, and one would be able to say it. The Pnei Yeshua here says, in some Gemaras it says, look at the Pnei Yeshua for a dover matok, matok midvash. The older Gemaras, it says on the side. The Pnei Yeshua here says, well, we know that you're not supposed to make brachas while you're traveling because you're not going to be able to have proper kavana. So maybe that's the message of Rashi. Because, you know, let's say, you know, it's, obviously we know, like, let's say somebody's driving and we have to bench. It's harder, but it'll be a good idea for us to pull over to the side, bench, and then go. If we're benching while we're driving, you know, we can't have proper kavana. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua here says. Maybe that's the pshat of Rashi. He quotes all the poskim that went against Rashi, and he says, Va'af sha'ani eini kedai, v'kal makom nira li'ashi, if she does Rashi, v'yadar abad, v'rav m'chanim u'brurim, v'nimuko imo. Right, he turns everything on his head. Rashi is the most clear pshat. Because the time of the Rabbah Ikal Omar, the La'achar Shalach Parsa of Huxak Baderach Mikri, V'yem Kain, right, we have a Ravind of Sama Kimel, Habam and Aderach Ayis Palel. Right, a person not supposed to daven after they had traveled because Ain't Daitum Yusheva Salav, and we spoke about this yesterday a little bit in the Shir. V'yem Kain, Kal Shekain Hacha, Kivin Shekvar Huxak Baderach, you're on the road. Even if you got home, the Gemara says you shouldn't daven for a couple of days. We don't paskin that way. But here, maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Kain nearly Shepatim of the Rashi, you can't have proper kavana. Maybe the other Rishonim would say, no, this is different because it's dafka about the road. It's about the derech. Right? Benching while I'm driving. Benching has nothing to do with my driving. But here says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe this is all about the derech, so you can have perfect kavana. That's what you're davening for. Kivin she'ikar tfilaso b'shvil takanazu. Kidachzib yom sarasiyek ra'echa v'sa'aneini. Kein nirali, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's how one is answered. Okay, so a number of issues that come up related to tfilas ha'derech. This sugya relates to, but it's not exactly the same as Birchas HaGomel. Not exactly the same. Once you keep that in mind, it's not that tefillas haderech, you know, you might see in certain cases where you don't say berachas hagomel, and vice versa. It could be some cases. Halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh, the minhag is to say tefillas haderech in certain situations, you know, places where one feels a certain danger. The Rugged Shaver has a well-known comment within the world of the Rugged Shaver that he talks about. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, you read this Gemara, you don't think it has any halakha l'maisa ramifications outside of what it is. Right? The Gemara talks about Kansipor, right? If you, the bird, shooing away the mother bird. And it says, if you find the bird, Baderech. Baderech. So what is Baderech? The Gemara says, if you find the Kan in the Yam, you see a bird and its mother floating in the water on the river, that's okay. That's called Baderech, there's still a mitzvah, because the Pasuk says, Anosid Yam Baderech. But the Gemara says that if you find it in the air, if you find a kan in the shamayim, so then somehow, right, you, I don't know, you're flying in a hot air balloon, and then you see a mother carrying its baby a little bit, so then you're shooing away the mother bird. In that case, there's no mitzvah, because that's not called derech. Ki kari tzan tzibar baderech. So says the Rugged Shaver, maybe there's no tefillas haderech when you fly in an airplane, because it's not called a derech, it's in the air. It's in the air. You read this Gemara, you don't think it has anything to do. He says, no, it's not a derech. So, as Rav Zevin quotes this in Isha Meshitos on page 97, we're not going to get into the halakha ramifications, but the fascinating, amazing creativity of the Rugged Shaver. So you want to read this Gemara and think, oh, but derech is not a, it's not a derech in the Shemayim. So maybe no, there's no tefillas haderech in the Shemayim. We're not getting into the exactly, but that's his fascinating ha'ara. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, there's a lot more. Again, I'm going to be away for the next week and a half traveling. So B'ez Hashem, we'll pick up in about a week and a half or so with the Lumdus on the Daf and get back to the topics that come up every Daf here in Meseches Brachos.